Welcome back to Badass Bitches Tarot for the week of August 11th through August 17th. I'm your host, Cardzy B. Many of you already know I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in Manhattan. I began learning tarot when I was still in elementary school and since then have turned that hobby into a tarot practice and the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzy B. So we're finally coming to the end of the Mercury retrograde shadow period. I.e. we're basically in the clear by August 15th, this coming Thursday. And that actually happens to be the same day as the full moon in Aquarius, specifically occurring at 8:29 a.m. Eastern time on the morning of Thursday. So if you're looking to do full moon rituals, it's great to do it Wednesday night all the way into Thursday. This is a really interesting full moon and likely to be impactful for all signs pretty much because the sun is in Leo, Jupiter's in Sag about to go forward. It was retrograde and now it's stationing to move direct on the 11th and the moon is in Aquarius. So that's a really badass powerful combo. If emotions start to flare up, remember to utilize that free-flowing motion of Aquarius, but also, you know, it's checks and balances. Be careful not to fall into that common Aquarian trap of allowing groupthink or kind of the hive mentality to overpower your intuition. One of my best friends is an Aquarius. I love Aquarians, but sometimes that can be a problem. So it's like finding the balance between allowing yourself to go with the flow, but also trusting your intuition over what other people may be saying, doing, leading you to think. It's a balancing act between emotion and intuition, which, I mean, that's life, right? It's always a balancing act between emotion and intuition. And this kind of makes sense after the whirlwind of Cancer season with the eclipses and all the retrogrades. This moon is closing the chapter for us and allowing us to release what we no longer need and allowing us to really move forward into those fun, fiery Leo days of August. We're also coming through the tail end of the Lionsgate portal. For those of you who may not be familiar with Lionsgate, it's a really powerful energetic period starting July 28th and ending August 12th. So we're still technically in it. You may have felt the energy the strongest on Thursday, 8-8, due to the placements of the fixed star Sirius and the sun in Leo. During this time, an energetic portal is kind of opened and created, which really heightens heart healings, our third eye awareness, like consciousness, intuition, and causes elevations in creativity and kind of psychic abilities. I don't know about you, but I definitely have felt more inspired in creative projects over the past week. I was really kind of low energy, a lot of emotional stuff, a lot of just lethargy really in Cancer season. I've felt back to my kind of fiery stuff this week. And I also had an impactful heart healing experience during exactly the period of the Lionsgate portal. I saw my ex, who I haven't seen in several years, cycling on the sidewalk randomly by my apartment. She doesn't live anywhere near here, I don't think. And literally, like a real life Wicked Witch of the West, just cycling in the middle of the sidewalk. Like, who does that? But anyway, this was jarring and odd because she's literally the only ex that I've struggled to hold any kindness for. For the most part, I'm that annoying person that is still friends with most of my exes, and even the ones I'm not close to or don't speak to, I really wish them love and success and send them that energy from afar. Like even the one who's on TV, we had a very tumultuous relationship. I send her so much love. But this specific woman was very cruel to me when we were together. I realized that I, in honesty, was also really depressed and at the lowest point of my life when we met, so of course I attracted what I believed I deserved. She was extremely cold, verbally abusive, and very cruel to both me and my little Pomeranian. So years later, after a lot of healing work, plant medicine, and meditation, I still struggle with forgiving her, despite how badly I've actually wanted to forgive her for my own healing purposes. I mean, you guys have all heard the saying that, you know, harboring hatred or anger for someone is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies. And I get that. I get, you know, on the back of a Lululemon bag, it says jealousy works the opposite way that you want it to. I understand that holding negative feelings only hurts me, and I've really tried, you guys, but haven't been able to just forgive this person because of the amount of trauma I experienced in that time. But last Tuesday, in the middle of the Lionsgate portal, I had a dream, and I was out with a bunch of friends and ran into this individual, and she was completely intoxicated to the point that she pulled down her pants and peed in the middle of this bar with everyone watching. Now, I would have thought previously that I would want to bust out my phone, record footage of this, of my toxic ex, because she thought she was better than everyone. So I would have been like, oh my God, this is happening. Let's put it on YouTube. Lower self. But I didn't. Dream version of me felt instant concern and empathy. I no longer hated her or saw the abuse she inflicted in my life. I just saw a human in so much pain. So in the dream, I helped her into a taxi. I realized that I needed to make sure she got home safely. So I took her to her home and placed her in her bed. I woke up from that dream and I realized I forgive her, just like that. I don't necessarily want her in my life, but I know she treated me the way she internally treated herself. And I truly hope she heals from that abuse. So that's some Lionsgate magic right there. Thank you, Leo and Sirius. I've been working for years on that one. And this week just came through in the middle of the night. Woo, lots of good vibes in August. So let's get back to the cards. We have Strength reminding us to work with the confident Leo energy as it's ruled by Leo in August to calmly allow what we're seeking to come into us. We also have a visit from the Chariot, who we hung out with all through July, which is also a victorious card. And the Chariot brings in something, well, often I should say, brings in something we're seeking, but it can come with a bit more aggressive energy than the kind of like confident, calm Strength card. But I think it's a good balance because combined, the Strength and Chariot appear to ask us to balance the desire to chase with the ability to calmly attract. And kind of, again, it's funny how we were talking about like the balance of emotion and intuition. Strength is kind of that internal intuition, and the Chariot can be like forcing, and that can be emotional. Cancer is emotional. So it's really finding the harmony in that this month. Let's take a look at the card of the week. Page of Wands reversed. All right. So in this traditional Smith Rider-Waite deck, the Page of Wands is this dude with a bright flowery top, standing with his feet firmly planted on the ground, looking up optimistically at this giant wand or staff, or in some of the decks it's called a rod, rods or wands. And he's looking up at this rod or wand and kind of staring at it like he's inspired. And you see these sprouting leaves coming out of the top, and that's said to represent new ideas or a new path coming to fruition. Pages are the youngest of the court cards, so it's like pages we think of as kind of little children, and knights are teenagers, queens are kind of that like mother figure, and kings are crones. So pages being the youngest represent this childlike discovery and optimism. They're also aligned with the element of earth, which is a really grounding, like, you know, calming, grounding influence. And because this is the Page of Wands, wands are ruled by fire, bringing in that passion and creativity to this card. In the Badass Bitches Tarot, Page of Wands is Ivy Levon, the fiery singer and actress who's known for paving her own way with a very creative flair for music and fashion. This is the good thing about adding reversals to the podcast, is we see how reversals rarely mean just the opposite of the upright card, which in this case, as Page of Wands upright means new inspirations, opportunities, a new path kind of calling to you, the reversal often means that you're likely to experience a sign or that like calling, that feeling of inspiration, but you're not quite sure how to proceed. And that's okay. Page of Wands reversed encourages you to kind of sit in that and play with the idea. Don't force it. Just kind of enjoy uncovering what it could mean and how you're intuitively inspired to move forward. So it's kind of like it is an aha moment still, but it's kind of like, huh, let me think about that. Let me see how I'm going to move forward, versus Page of Wands upright is often a very clear, like, ready, fire, go, you know? I feel like this week's guest definitely brings some of that passionate, fiery energy to the show. Kara Kovacs is a third-generation healer, second-generation oracle, and sex, love, and relationship expert trained by Layla Martin. Named as 2019's one of 35 people under 35 to watch in wellness by Wonderlust, she combines modern science and ancient healing and spiritual philosophy to help bring people to truth through love. Hey, Kara, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, babe?
I'm good. I'm so happy to be doing this and that work. I often do so many on the phone, so it's nice to be in your beautiful space, and I love that you now have this office space available for ceremony work and readings.
Yes, thank you. I'm so excited because you're the first person that I've gotten to have over since I built all the furniture yesterday.
Oh my god, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
So I already, I've quoted you before on the podcast. I've spoken about your background, but can you walk us through kind of how you came into this healing work? Because I know you're a third generational healer, which is, I mean, so rare in the people that I've worked with that it goes that far back in your lineage. So how did you come into this work?
Yeah, and I would venture to say, like, it's probably so many more generations deep than that, but my mom was adopted, and my dad comes from Holocaust survivors,
oh,
so
wow.
we don't actually know.
Yeah.
But I feel, like, very strongly tied to, like, Hungarian gypsy lineage, and, like, just the magic that's been practiced in my family has been passed down. So I have been in active practice, like, running a business for a little bit over a year, and I think I came into my, like, awareness of spiritual ability because of my family, but it was never something I considered as a career for myself. So my mom was adopted, and her birth father and birth mother were spiritual practitioners, and she kind of met them later in her life. She
oh,
went
wow.
and found them later in life. My grandfather was he lived on an ashram in upstate New York, and he was an acupuncturist and an herbalist and a Chinese medicine practitioner. And my grandmother was a professional dominatrix and erotica writer in New York City's Upper West Side in the 70s.
Wow.
So, like, she had my mom very young, and gave her up. And when my mom reconnected with them, one of the things that she really bonded with them over was spirituality. And my mom started, like, opening herself up. And I know even as a little girl, like, I would say to her, oh, I see things in my room. And she would never tell me that they weren't there. She would always be like, meditate on, I wish to be made unaware of your presence. My dad is a transcendental Buddhist. I was trained in TM, transcendental meditation, when I was 12. So I have, like, always gone to the ashram and stuff like that when I was growing up. But it wasn't like I was taught methodology around
mm-hmm.
spirituality. It was just something I was, like, loosely exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 10 years ago, my mom started doing professional readings. And I was like, this is weird. Like, you're so weird. And she would tell me she would have these, like, out of body experiences when she would meditate. And I'd be like, do you smoke a lot of weed? Like, I was very judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would do readings for my friends. And every time, it was, like, mind-blowing. And I moved home a year and a half ago because my dad was diagnosed with dementia. And I was working a really horrible corporate job that I was miserable. The people who I worked for were really mean. And in going home, I was like, okay, I need to figure out what the hell I'm going to do with my life. And I had gotten a degree in theories and politics of sexuality and women's studies. And I had always, like, since I was 14, been like, I'm going to be a sex therapist. I'm going to be a sex therapist. Just, like, felt a draw to that, but didn't really, like, put into practice around it. And when I went home, my mom was like, you know, while you're down here, I'm going to attune you as a Reiki master. And I went through the process of doing my training with her. And then I came downstairs one morning and I was like, I think I want to learn how to read your deck. And she goes, that's really weird. I ordered a new one on Amazon last night, so you can have my old one. And she just gave it to me, and I, like, never even read the book. I just, like, already knew how to read it because I'd watched her do it so many times.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And then I was like, okay, well, I think I want to do, like, sex coaching, but, like, with a spiritual element. And so I looked into Layla Martin's Tantra teacher training program. And embarked on that. And then in the interim, I was like, well, how am I going to make money in the meantime? And I would go to my friend's bar in the West Village with my cards and be like, I'll do a reading for you. And then you can just pay me, like, whatever you think this information was worth. And people would give me, like, $200 because I would solve all their issues. And I was like, this is like a business in and of itself.
Yeah.
And so it really evolved as this, like, super organic process of going to bars and, like, making a couple $100s in a night.
Yeah.
And being like, oh, I'm actually really helping people, and, like, this feels good. And then over and over again, this affirmation internally, like, this is my soul's work. Like, I'm in alignment with doing my soul's work because I'm helping people. And from that space and then doing Tantra teacher training, it's become its own thing. So I do, like, a little bit of magic with card reading. Mostly I do sex coaching, and I teach workshops and trainings, and I go all over the country, like, at yoga festivals. I teach at Wanderlust. I teach in Florida when I go home. And then I have Moon Crew, which is my monthly lunar club.
I love Moon Crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always say yours are the most powerful moon circles I've ever been to, and I'm so grateful for that work. Because you work with so many modalities and you've literally been listed everywhere, you were, like, top 35, under 35 healers, list of Wanderlust and an O magazine, and you speak about a lot of different modalities. Do you have one that you're most passionate or connected to? Does it depend on specifically, like, the client, the
yeah.
situation?
So I'm a Cancer moon in the 12th house, which is like channeling of ancestral psychic information through the unconscious, which is why I think I can speak through so many modalities.
Mm-hmm.
And like I go through phases. Like lately I've really been on an astrology kick, and I like went and took a workshop, and I'm like just loving that. We just did an archetype reading for you. Archetypes are my favorite readings to give because I think not a lot of people use them, and they're so fun and depthy. I love teaching, I was telling you. So I don't know that I have a favorite. I just love that, and I always tell people this too, like all roads, whatever road takes you to a deeper understanding, whether it's like meditation, whether it's going to a kickboxing class, whether
yeah.
it's getting a reading, like I celebrate all roads that take people to a space of higher self-knowledge and development. So I feel intuitively with people when I work with them, like which one feels like the best one. Like before you came over today, I didn't know what your question was. And I was like, I want to use the archetype deck with you. And I didn't know why.
That was such a beautiful reading. And I've never worked with that deck. And it was just very informative. And also the way that you deliver it though is like with so much knowledge, but also very accessible, which I find is hard to do and to receive. And you're one of the practitioners that does that with such a lovely like balance. It's so true.
I'm really feeling your love today. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. Well, on that note of the archetype cards, I know that you work with a lot of cartomancy, and you that was my first experience with the archetype cards. You also read Lenormand,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
So do you have kind of a go-to deck? I know
yeah.
you're teaching a course around Lenormand, right?
Yeah, I'm teaching Lenormand in the third weekend of August, and I'm doing it because my mom just taught it and she sent me all her notes, and I was like, oh, it would be really cool because I don't think a lot of people read Lenormand.
I know, it's so funny, you are the second person, only one of my very best friends on the planet, he does, so
yeah.
he's done them for me, but I if I'm here in New York, I'm definitely going to attend because
yeah.
I would love to learn more about them.
Yeah.
yeah,
they're such a cool deck. So I actually don't know how to read tarot without like consulting the guidebooks,
mm-hmm.
and tarot is such a beautiful language in and of itself. And I have a hard time like intuiting it because I've never studied it. And I think that speaks to like in my own life, I've been able to like very easily channel a lot of different
yeah.
modalities. And so I have been like lazy about doing the work of like really diving into tarot.
Yeah.
But I have some decks.
I have that with astrology. It's funny because
yeah.
I've done tarot my whole life, but like astrology, I have to like read and research a lot. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like,
so I understand.
Yeah,
that.
When
yeah.
you're a psychic, you're like, I just want to use, like, I want to speak it in my
yes.
native tongue. And
yeah.
like, tarot is not my native tongue. To me, it's like Mandarin. And I'm like, okay, I have to look it up.
Yeah.
So the reason I liked Lenormand is because I literally never studied it. Like, I, as soon as I took the deck out, I was like, before I even took it from my mom, when she would do it for my friends, I was like, oh, that means that, and that means that. Like, it just was very automatic.
Yeah.
But I like, and the reason I'm teaching Lenormand, and I wish more people knew about it, is because it's so simple. Like, tarot is so many more cards. There's a lot of symbols.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you look at Lenormand, it's like, it's a lady card, and it means a lady.
Yeah. That's what my best friend Joey always says. He's like, and you can make a simple sentence. Like,
yeah.
he'll pull a couple cards a day, and he's like, it's a simple little sentence
yeah.
for you to kind of just take note what the
yeah.
universe is wanting you to know. So, yeah, I would love to take your course. I'm super
yeah.
excited.
And I think also, like, when I do festivals and stuff, Lenormand is the deck that I read with.
Yeah.
Because you can do a reading in 10 minutes, and it can be very comprehensive and very accurate, but the person who maybe they've never gotten a reading before, they can see how, like, the Tree of Life card is talking about health and ancestry, because
mm-hmm.
we have a cultural association with the Tree of Life.
Right.
Or, like, the tower represents work. It looks like an office building. Like, so it's a really good one to use for, like, new people, like, that way that you were saying that I am able to deliver it in a way that really is easily understood. Lenormand speaks a lot to that.
I love that. That's the reason when I did my tarot deck, I made it all kind of, like, iconic, like, pop culture
mm-hmm.
females to make it more accessible. Because
yeah.
I feel like it's, trying to demystify tarot can be challenging because there are so many layers to 78 cards.
Mm-hmm.
And there's definitely a lot to that. But I want to learn more about Lenormand, too. So I met Kara originally, which I've spoken about on the podcast, through her Moon Crew circles. And like I said, they're just the way that you lead them, you do it very naturally, and you hold space for everyone there, and it doesn't come from a hierarchical place. Because
mm-hmm.
I've attended several where it feels very like I was telling you, like a triangle versus a circle.
Yeah.
And it feels very inclusive. How did you start that? And then you do this twice a month, right? For the new moon and full moon?
So I do them on the full moon always. The new moon at one hotel was like a special, like asked me to host it. And I was like, if I'm hosting it, it's Moon Crew. It's like not your, it's like my community that other people can come. So we'll see if, you know, we continue to find homes for New Moon. I would love to do that as well. But then there's also a part of me that's like, well, then I can never travel because I have to be here every day. So I'm kind of like open to how that works out.
Yeah.
But in terms of Moon Crew, so when I moved home to take care of my dad, which was like a huge period of spiritual acceleration for me, just like living with my mother and being under her tutelage while dealing with some pretty heavy family emotional stuff, there was like so much expansion, and I met this like little group of witches down there, and we knew each other for like 2 weeks, and we all went and got moon cycle tattoos together.
I love that tattoo. I was noticing that the first time I met you.
And this, as soon as I got it, like living in alignment with cycles became just super, like, I don't know how I'd been living without it. And saying, like, okay, astrologically, what's going on and how is that relating to what I'm experiencing and the experiences of my community? And so that was, like, the beginning. And then I came back to New York, and, like, you, I would go to moon circles and I would host them. I was doing, like, guest hosting ones. I hosted at Three Jewels. I hosted at Alchemist Kitchen. And what I noticed in hosting them was that since they like to feature, and I think that this is a gift to the community, like not saying anything negative about it, they feature different practitioners every month, and different people are attracted every month.
Yeah.
And there's not like a formulaic model. And so, yes, we're all coming together, we're making moon magic, but like there's no sense of community.
Yeah.
And I really wanted it to be a community. When I got this tattoo, I got it with three other women. Like, it was a community.
Yeah.
And I wanted it to be my community. There was, like, I'm a Cancer moon. I'm, like, this, like, mama. I wanted to have, like, this consistency where we're bringing in people and they are in relationship with me. And so, like, if they want a reading, they know that they can come to me. And to create a sense of, like, belonging. And that's why the whole, you saying, like, it's a circle, like, that's really important to me. And so what I noticed in, like, starting to do it, it's based very much off my mom's format. She does Reiki circles in our house once a week. And it would just be, she would lead guided meditation. And then after the guided part, she would go around and she would do Reiki on every single person in the circle. So that was, like, the original formula of just being like, okay, well, I could do that. And then what would I add to it that would make it lunar? Like, let's see what's going on with the astrology and tailor some kind of activity to the astrology. So it's pretty much had the same, this is maybe our eighth or ninth month. I started in January, I think. So it's been the same format every single time, which is and now we have Sasha, who's amazing. Because originally I was doing the astrological interpretations, and I'm not an astrologer. And then my lovely friend Sasha, Starbound Earthseed.
I love Sasha.
Instagram, she came to Moon Crew, and I was like, do you want to, because you're better at it than me. And then it really started manifesting more so into community, because we have so many healers coming. Like, you came and you were like, I want to do a Moon Crew discount. And Gloria and Sitlali they're starting their yoga events. And I'm like, why not make this a space for people who are doing beautiful spiritual work to commune and support each other? And it was really a learning lesson for me, because, you know, a little bit of my monthly income, like, comes from Moon Crew. And then last month I had this situation where, like, last minute I needed to do space rental, like, the day of. And I was like, okay, so I can either, like, try to host it in my home, or I can, like, spend all the ticket money on getting a space.
Yeah.
And it, like, I, like, had that realization, and I was like, Moon Crew isn't about, like, me making money anymore. It's about the people who have come every single month. And I think that container, the fact that, like, we've created the space that people are so committed, they're like, what day is Moon Crew on? So, like, I know that I'm free.
Yeah.
And they show up, like, so ready to, like, let all of their shit hang out, which is, like, what I wanted. Like, I don't like small talk. Like, I'm, like, why do you think the way that you do? Why do you feel the way that you do? Like, let's go there. Let's unpack that. Let's explore it. And so knowing that, and then creating a space where people are coming to do that, I think even the new people, they come in and they're like, whoa, like, everybody is crying. Okay, I can cry.
Yeah.
And, like, the release of, like, having that space, Like, that is so important. And I'm, like, very committed to, like, my, like, I get really excited to see all the people. I get my period on the full moon. And I, like, look forward to the full moon so much because I'm, like, I'm going to, like, hug all of these, like,
yes.
You know. So it's, like, a really special time of the month. And, like, I always get my period the day of Moon Crew, even if it's, like, not exactly on the full moon. So I've just noticed that it's, like, this container. And it is mine, but it's, like, everybody who comes.
It's, like, I was saying to one of my best friends who, you know, Desi, who was, she was traveling, not able to come, and she was so bummed that she missed this last one. And I said, I really feel like it's, like, a spiritual workout because you feel so much, like, I feel, like, just some, like, grounded, yes, but, like, just invigorated after and more in touch with, like, my authentic self. Because I had come from way out of the way to the last one from, like, a fashion event, which was a totally different, like, you know, level of conversation and being able to just, like, come, like you said, and very quickly just dive into authentically where you are and hold space for everyone else and where they're at. It's I definitely recommend attending. And, I'm going to link back to your Moon Crew on this, too.
Yeah.
I could literally talk to you forever, but because we're at the end of the half hour, I'm going to ask you what I ask everybody, and I love hearing healers' answers on this. Do you have a favorite tarot card?
Okay.
And if so, what is it?
Yeah, and so when I saw this question in your email, I was like, is it the Hierophant? Like, I like the, like, visual of the water pouring.
Yeah.
I'm like, but is it, and then I was like, is it a tarot card?
Yeah, you can pick an, because you know what, my friend Joey, when I had him on, I think he gave me a tarot, but then he also gave me his favorite Lenormand. So you can, if there's something that resonates more strongly,
I wanted to pick a Rumi card, which we didn't even talk about that deck, but I think it's just worth mentioning.
Yeah.
Because for people who are new readers, like, that's the deck that I recommend that they get, because you just pull one card. Like, you don't actually ever have to study card reading. You can just pull one card, and you get everything you need to know. And it's the deck that we read from every month at Moon Crew.
Yeah, they're beautiful, and the descriptions are very expansive, so you do get a lot just from one card.
Yeah, so for people who are listening, it's Alana Fairchild's Rumi Oracle deck. But there's number 42, Dance of the Divine Feminine, and it's, like, this beautiful Rumi poetry, and then basically, like, oh, are you surprised that everything is spinning and, like, that you can't seem to find balance? Like, you're on a giant rock that's, like, spinning through the universe. Like, no shit.
I love that.
I always pull that one because, like, as a Virgo, I think we, like, get into our own downward spiral a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, like, I'm on a giant spinning rock. Like, of course. And I find, like, so much affirmation in all the cards from that deck, but that one stands out.
I think it's funny that you briefly mentioned the Hierophant, though, because that's, like, the teacher of life lessons and, like, aha moments. So in the deck I created, it's Oprah.
Mm.
And I think that, like, you definitely have that energy. So
oh my
it's
God.
Funny
what
that
a compliment.
you that's what you, like, picked out of tarot. But, so before we head out, just quickly, do you have anything? You have the Lenormand class coming up. You said the third weekend of August.
Yeah, it's the, I'm doing it the 16th and the 17th.
16th and the 17th. And you have the Moon Crew on August 15th, right?
I think we're doing full moon readings with the Alchemist Kitchen on the
15th. Oh, okay.
So Moon Crew is going to be, on the 14th.
On the 14th, okay.
Yeah, and then I'm doing a class at the Alchemist Kitchen on archetypes on the 21st. I put all of my events in my bio on my Instagram.
Yeah, because I'm going to link back to that in the notes to this podcast so you guys can check it out.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much,
Kara. Thank you for having me. This was fun.
Love Kara so much. Check out her Moon Crew event. I think there's still a couple tickets available for this Wednesday, August 14th. And as she mentioned, she has some other things going on, Alchemist Kitchen on the 15th, and her class this weekend. It's either this weekend or next. Check out her website. I'm linked to it in this and the notes to this podcast. But she also has the Lenormand class, which sounds super fun. So before we go, as always, I'll give you a quick recap. August is coming in hot, like we said, with the Strength card reminding us to channel our inner confident Leo to gently attract what we are manifesting to come to us. We also have a reappearance of the Chariot, a victorious card as well, that often brings in something we desire. But when this is combined with Strength, the Chariot kind of is asking us to balance the desire to chase with the ability to calmly attract and find the fit for you within that.
This week brings us Page of Wands reversed, suggesting that we're likely to experience a spark of inspiration or a sign from the universe leading us in a new direction. We may not know exactly how to proceed at first, but just allow yourself to kind of enjoy this, take time, and play with the idea before you decide how to move forward and what intuitively feels right for you. So, okay, as for upcoming events and, of course, Instagram Live. You guys might know I've been struggling with Sundays in the summer on Instagram Live. Please, please DM me or email me with suggestions for nights. This past week, I did it on Thursday, and I'll announce in advance, but I'm trying to get a regular night back. Sundays have just been hard with travel and events. But Instagram Live, when I have it, tune in for your chance to get a free live mini reading. You can also send through your questions in advance, and I'll still do the reading, and you can watch it for 24 hours after the fact. Other events, I'm reading at Employees Only at Chill House this Thursday, August 15th, and I'm so excited to launch my first retreat, City Witches Ritual, for those of you who want to practice your magic and luxury, this October 25th to the 27th in East Hampton in a gorgeous estate on a private beach, you guys. It's amazing accommodations, yoga, breathwork, Reiki, cacao ceremonies, tarot readings, much, much more, magical AF gift bags valued at over $200 of amazing merchandise, delicious plant-based meals. So honestly, I keep saying, think like Goop Canyon Ranch level, but at the same price as retreats that are held in the middle of the woods in tents or bunk beds. Like, you're getting such a deal. People are loving this. We already have some spots booked, but we are going to continue the City Witch VIP discount of $100 if you book it as a result of this podcast. So you guys, City Witch VIP will get you $100 off. We have a less expensive option for shared accommodations and a slightly higher but still a great deal for this for a single room. So check it out, badasswitchestarot.com. You can also email me or message me at CardsEB with any questions. I really hope I see a lot of you there. We're excited about it. Thank you guys so much. I hope you're having an amazing Leo season. And as always, stay magical AF.